Fevzi, what changed this year, though? Why is it that we all became hyper-aware of AI this year in particular, do you think?
Because it became quite useful. So, I mean, all of this in the public domain, I mean, AI research has been going on for more than 75 years, but it's really in the last 3 years that we started to see these large language models come out from OpenAI, things like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, and they became useful. And towards the end of this year, we've seen the beginning of a change that points towards what's now going to happen in the coming year, which is AI will shift its emphasis from something that talks to something that does. And it will be able to do complex tasks on your behalf. You know, there's obviously good and bad to that as well. But it's going to do all sorts of things, like it'll book an appointment for you. It'll check your diary. It'll see how much money you've got in the bank. Maybe it'll book your holiday, buy the right clothes, knows what you like, knows what your size is. Just think of an assistant, a human assistant that's known you all your adult life and can work out what you want before you articulate it.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. But there's going to be some bumps along the way where it's not very good first. We are right at the beginning of this journey, but don't let that lull you into a false sense of security as to where this technology is going.
Yeah, that's the thing, is we never wanted it, but then it arrives and actually some people start to realise, I don't know how I live without it, which I think becomes a problem in itself. Just finally, Fevzi, technology's obviously used AI for a long time, but it is increasingly doing so, in particular with things like phones and cameras.
Yeah, so this year we saw Google, who make the Android operating system, come out with the Pixel 10 Pro and the Pro XL. And that's really interesting, say, compared to Apple's flagship smartphones, because Apple just run, essentially, they run an app, whereas the AI is built into the fabric, Gemini is built into the fabric of the phone. So it works seamlessly, and it just surfaces the information you need as you need it. The camera hardware in these devices is nothing that special, but the AI, which examines every pixel and gets the best out of every living pixel in that picture, is invisible. And we're going to see that a lot in AI embedded in gadgets. It won't necessarily, AI is not just large language models that we talk to. It's the technology just that makes things easier with less friction than before. And we're going to see a lot of that. We're also going to see a lot of predictive health gadgets as well. So things that look at changes that not just, oh, you know, you had AF today or something like that, but it will make predictions about, I think you're heading for a crash, or you're going to come down with exhaustion or an infection. And imagine if we're if God forbid in another pandemic, the ability to spot someone developing a respiratory illness 2 or 3 days before they have noticeable symptoms is going to save lives.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff that I want AI to be used for.